Welcome back to our question and answer time for our Pranic Living, Pranic People free online series. This is an amazing question that people are always asking, and that is, does being pranic, does choosing to receive all our vitamins and nourishment in a different way, direct from source, from prana, does this change our sexual energy? And the short answer is yes. Most people in our network would report to you yes. Something interesting happens as we are more essence dominant, you could say, where our pure nature is stronger within us, because it is such a refined frequency. It just vibrates through us in such a way that it just eliminates all our hungers. And this changes us in so many ways. Imagine if you have no more emotional hunger anymore. Imagine if you have no more spiritual or mental hunger anymore. These benefits are so incredible, because we end up feeling that we are very much self-sustaining and self-complete mechanisms, which means we can just enjoy everything in a very detached way, because we have no need of anything, because we are self-nourished. And that, of course, then also changes us on a sexual level. I noticed this in 1993 when my body converted. I found the energies within me and around me became so much more refined and very, very subtle, that even though I was in tantric practice with my husband, I just knew that there was more, that it could go to even more refined levels. And this has become deeper and deeper over the years, especially now with this call through our world, in our hearts, for more of a rebalance with the masculine feminine energy. And this is another thing that happens within our bodies. This divine feminine energy, or divine masculine, the masculine nature, the feminine nature within us, tends to blend into a more unified state, to harmonize more powerfully, same with our left brain and right brain capacity, because these tend to harmonize. To be pranic, I have found, to be able to be fed all the time in this different way, it requires a very particular lifestyle that we talk about. But the benefits of that lifestyle is this internal unification and harmonization of all levels of our biosystem. And so we open to more refined frequency fields. It anchors us in different reality zones that stay closed to people when we're too dense. When our mental bodies are too dense, or too dominant, when our hearts are closed, when our heart energy isn't in coherence, when we are not in heart-brain coherence, then all the energy is very different in our bodies and around us. And because of the law of resonance, where like attracts like, what we can access and how we operate is very different. Now, Tantra is just about oneness. Tantra has always been a word about perfect union, coming into that state of oneness, and that must first happen within us. As you're going deeper into pranic living, we encourage people to explore tantric union, to get trained in the art of tantra. Tantric union in an understanding of first divine marriage within ourselves, and then that translates to our intimate relationships as well. the life force energy that is constantly flowing from our ovaries as women and from the testes as men, to take this beautiful life force energy and be able to channel it up the spine through those nadis, the channels, to let that then wash through the higher chakras and gather that beautiful spirit, wisdom, brow chakra energy, to be able to let that then flow down the front of the body through those channels and wash through the heart and pick up that really pure, pure divine love energy that's constantly flowing through us through the heart chakra door. So that then what we are transmitting into the world is a much more balanced frequency. When we've blended energy like that, there can be no misuse of sexual energy, because sexual energy isn't dominant. What is dominant is a blended frequency of pure love from the heart, wisdom from the crown, and that all works together to not just circulate through the channels for this in our own body, but feed us. This is another system of nourishment that we talk about in my book, The Food of Gods. So this is such a common question. How does pranic living, being nourished purely by prana, how does that affect sexual energy? And the short answer is, people either explore deeper, more refined tantric exchange, and there are so many beautiful people who are so trained, offering great technology in this from many different traditions. Or we feel the call to be celibate, but it's a personal journey. And so it's a matter of communication, communication, communication with your beloved, if you are in relationship like I am, and finding out what works for you as your body goes into these more refined states of being and energy. In our last video, we were talking about this, making this circuit and then making a statement as if it's true, and then pulling, trying to break this circuit, and how we can use this if we're unsure of what our intuition is telling us to confirm something. So this is a simple technique that you can use to make a statement like, it is beneficial for me to take my sexual sharing to the highest tantric levels. Oh, yes for me. Try to pull it and break it. Or you might be drawn to a particular methodology of a teacher in this, and you just make a statement. It is beneficial for me to learn this methodology from this teacher. Yes or no. So here is a simple way that you can test what's right for you. And I know this is a big subject, especially when you are in relationship. But most women that I talk to, they tell me they are longing to take all their sexual sharing to a much more refined, higher, more spiritually heart-connected level. Because as we know, this tantric technique applied sexually is not just about technique. It's about open-hearted communication and this exchange of the purest love and respect. You can get into this telepathic connection with your partner when the energy is blended in a very pure way. So this is a wonderful, wonderful thing to explore. Use your discernment if you want to learn more about this in relationship to physical pleasure. But yes, just know that as you progress through the pranic living reality, and as you find that your pure nature essence is more dominant, and as you find that you're suddenly not physically hungry or emotionally or mentally or spiritually hungry, just know that that will have an effect on your whole life, including the zones of reality you can access and live in, how your heart will always be anchored in this energy of gratitude. There'll be so much grace in your life, but you'll also feel quite different in sexual energy exchange. We hope this has answered your question. This is Jasmine sharing for our Pranic People, Pranic Living series.